we have another guest. He's been a native of Southeast Queens for 30 years. He's a businessman. He's a homeowner. And more importantly, he's a parent and a grandfather. Michael Duncan has been deeply involved in his children and grandchildren's education for over 25 years. He was on his children's school leadership team. He even started a PTA. But most recently, he gathered a host of frustrated parents to rally against that district we were talking about with Cindy Gross against District 29. Take a listen.
So what the DOE is telling us, they're going to keep sending us failing executives so the district can continue to fail. So we charge the DOE. We charge the DOE with racism in ensuring that the black community stays on par to facilitate the school to prison pipeline. That's exactly what they did.
In fact, he just recently yanked his 14-year-old son out of a Queens high school and is forced to pay upwards of 10 grand in private school tuition to give his son and grandson a proper education. Welcome, Michael Duncan, to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. All right, Michael, thank you. Now, your complaint is not unlike that of Cindy Gross, but you took it a step further. You did a rally outside of District 29. What happened?
As far as the rally is concerned?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's just that we have been getting a lot of complaints from parents in the district. They're asking for help. They want to find other schools to go to. And we got one specific parent who were very despondent, very down. And we tried to look for schools for her in the district. And as we did our research, we realized that the more we looked, the worse the schools were. The grades were very, very, very low. And at the end of the day, we told her that we couldn't recommend any of the schools in the district. Finally, we met with the community. We had a few community meetings, and people were just up in uproar. So after we looked at what happened, we saw that the people they had appointed as superintendents, they weren't prepared to run the district, and we decided that we had to do something about it.
Well, what can you do if you have to spend your own money to send kids to a private school? Because, you know, is this a primarily a black area, this District 29 school district?
Yes, it's I would say 80% black area.
Oh, okay. And, you know, it's a shame if you have to pay your own money to send your kids to a school where they can get a real education. I got to tell you, Michael, it's the essence of discrimination to allow a school that much money and for these teachers to stay out. Don't get me started on that one. And then to find out your kids aren't even getting an education. It's a continuation of, you know, the problems that we're seeing on the streets, because kids don't have hope if they can't even get through school.
Yes. It's very sad. It's deplorable. I had to take my child to a private school, and over the last 10 years, I've spent $80,000 to send my child.
Wow. Hello? Wow. And what's your take as a parent of children of color? What is your take on the critical race theory? Do you agree with it?
No, I think it's racist by the DOE, and we are asking all people, whether black, white, whoever, to come and help us with this, because this should not be happening, because these black children, they don't live in a vacuum.
Right.
And if this continues, it means that the DOE will be preparing more criminals than people who can get into the workforce, and that affects everyone. But we feel that the DOE, it does not care about its black communities. Does not care about
what can you do, Michael?
Well,
Michael
we're
Duncan,
we're going to take it. We're organizing in the community, and we're going to fight this. The first thing we're asking for is to get a superintendent who is capable to run the district. Second thing we're asking for, if DOE cannot handle this, is to give us community control. We will take community control, and if needs be, we're going to take the New York City DOE to either state court or federal court, but we're not allowing them to disenfranchise our children. We're not allowing them to miseducate our children.
Well, anymore. Michael Duncan, thank you so much. We're with you on this. I think this whole idea of the critical race theory and the failure of the New York, of the Department of Education, Randy Weingarten, the UFT, all that stuff, it is a crime. I'm telling you, it is criminal. And, you know, this critical race theory, it is coming under incredible assault by parents, both black and white parents of color. It's got blowback from parents over the last several weeks. And yet it's nothing more than a way of shaming the white race and increasing marginalization of black families when it comes to education, and diminishes America's unity and patriotism. It's a sad situation.